what's going down, y'all. Come the words, my peoples come first. Come the words, come the words, when words come the words, my peoples come first. Thanks, Rob. It's Download 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. It is time for the worst. This is a segment we do every Tuesday night where we complain about the worst things in society for prizes. Like I say all the time, you know, you can complain all you want on your couch to your family, to friends. You can text back and forth, but there's rarely ever a Lou Malnati's pizza in it for you. Oh, right? Awesome. That's what I always say, hey, too. That's what we're doing tonight. 312-981-7200. I have in studio tonight to play the worst with us Lily B. and Clarence Browley. They are the hosts of The Stoop, which is this great storytelling show that is at Rosa's on the West Side every the final Thursday of every month. It's been running for 4 years. Congratulations on the success of that show.
Thank you.
I know, we're surprised. Like, we made it. Clearance.
We did it.
We did it.
Yeah, well, actually, for me, it's sort of like it's been 4 years, but I could have swear we started this a week ago. Every show, I'm just like, we just started this. Oh, wait, it's been four years.
Well, Lily, you got a lot of stuff going on. You've got, an amazing amount of shows, and we'll get to them all coming up here. You've got your one-woman show at Free Street. You're part of the Hood Wazé, which is sort of like a daily show kind of show that's on Saturday. Yeah. At the Urban Theater Company. Yeah, so you got a lot going on. We'll plug it all hour.
Yeah. If not, I'll do it all on Facebook and Twitter. I do it.
312-981-7200. Why don't we start tonight like we start every night with the worst? We go with Pete Zimmerman in the booth. Pete!
Hey, guys.
Oh, he just snuck up on me.
Yeah, I've never done radio before, so this is all. I'm like, who's talking
this whole time?
There's a guy behind you.
You know what's the worst?
What's the worst, Pete?
You're at home and you're enjoying a Check Please.
Sure, like one does, right?
Yeah, a great show. Mm-hmm. And then the people that talk, they brag about how much they travel.
The people on it like that?
Yeah. Like, I spent a lot of time in Mexico, so I know how this taco is going to taste for you. I spent 12 years in the Philippines.
Yeah.
Stop bragging on that check.
And stop talking about your fiance. That's the other one. My fiance and I. Yeah. All right, we get it.
Yeah.
there's a lot of that. And it's not just one person. I've seen a couple episodes where I think it's a trend on Check Please now. They're like, oh, I need to talk about my fiance if I want to be legit. Yeah. So, there you go.
If I want to prove that I eat with someone.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Like, someone loves me.
All right, let's go to you guys. What do you guys want to why don't we start with you, Clarence? What do you got for the worst?
Oh, the worst. Let me think. Ooh. There's just like so much.
Clarence is the curmudgeon of the Stoop. So like, I'm like, this is your show, Clarence. This is like your segment.
Yeah, the worst. I F-bomb. I walk around saying the F-bomb all day. The worst. I got to say, to start it off, I'm going to say teenagers on a Friday after school. It's like it's Friday and teenagers get out of school and they don't know how to act.
Yeah.
That's
teenagers on a Friday. Any other day, they're fine.
Well, yeah.
Friday after school.
Any other day, they're chilling because they might get in trouble, right? But on Friday.
Yeah, they still have the rest of the week to worry about.
They cut up
on
the bus.
Friday.
They cut up on the money.
They got nothing to lose, man.
Yeah, it's beyond Thunderdome on Fridays, man. It's disrespect central.
There you go. That's true. Yeah. Teenagers on Fridays. Friday afternoons especially. They probably run out of gas around 8, 8:30, 9 o'clock at night. But the 3:30, 4 o'clock,
right out of school is this. It's the worst.
Yeah, because they ain't like that in the mornings. In the morning, they're like zombies. Like, you can push them around. They just go the direction you push them.
Something tells me they're zombies until about 3:30, 3:45, and then it's like, yeah.
Cut up.
Yeah. All right, Lily, what do you got for the worst?
I'm going to go with, because we already know like online dating is the worst, right? But the worst for me is these dudes that like I'll just be in my regular day making like toast or something, and then I'll get a message with a dude who's like interested in me, and then I'm like, nah, no thanks. And then that upsets him. Like
they get
like,
upset?
He gets like hella upset. Like they get like super upset where they just want to like,
come on,
what's wrong with you, lady? And it's just, they're the worst type of dude. Because you know what? This is what makes them the worst. They wouldn't do that in like life.
Right.
Like in life, they wouldn't even approach you in life. But on like
there's a certain level of shame and embarrassment that makes you withdraw.
Yeah.
And the idea of online is that that shame and embarrassment just turns into rage and hate.
Yeah.
It's the worst. Like, yeah. I was just enjoying my toast, dude. Like, I'm sorry that, like, we ain't compatible.
And I think the ambiguity of online is just like, well, I feel rejected, so I'm just going to call you every name in the book. Whereas in person, you know, there's...
They wouldn't even pull it. They wouldn't even approach the bar. They would just be sitting in the corner watching you like creeps. Right.
I don't have this
just peering
problem.
Over their drink.
Exactly. Yeah.
Like, you don't have this problem?
I do not. I'm not an online... I'm what am I? I keep saying...
Need life, Clarence.
Yeah, I'm a solitary individual. I don't...
You don't date? Like, that's not a thing?
Not really. No. I don't care much for humans. Not really. I mean, I'm a very nice guy. Don't get me wrong. It's just people.
I think we found our regular for the worst here. Yeah, Clarence.
People never... They never... I don't know.
You can go all day.
He
does. We don't talk very often. This is like, we didn't talk the whole way here because I already knew.
You already knew what was happening. Well, we got all hour. Why don't we do this? We'll take a break, and then we'll get to some of the calls and texts that are coming in. Dennis is on the line. Also got a lot of texts that are coming through right now. Clarence Bradley, Lily B in studio tonight. We're playing the worst. 312-981-7200. Stay with us.
What's going down, y'all?
We're playing the worst here, 720 WGN, Lily B and Clarence in studio. They're the hosts of The Stoop, which you can see on stage at Rosa's on the west side.
Oh, yeah.
Great blues club. They do it at the end of the month, the last Thursday of every month.
Yes,
it's the fourth year. It's critically acclaimed. Critically acclaimed.
Who?
I see all over the place. I mean, people always write up the
thanks
show.
Thanks mostly in part to this woman right here. She's out there doing the most.
I just do the most.
That's good.
All the time.
It is good.
All right, let's get to some of these calls. I think people are chomping at the bit to win the prizes tonight. We've got a 4-pack of tickets to the Chicago Auto Show.
Oh, nice.
We've got Sweet Alley's Valentine's Treat Box. That's good for people who really don't want to go out of their way to get something for their Valentine.
Mm-hmm.
They can just win on a game show.
And it kind of makes it a little bit more special.
Yeah, I guess it is. Yeah. I won this for you, complaining about you.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And, of course, a Lou Malnati's gift certificate. 312-981-7200. Let's go to Dennis. Dennis, start us off. What's the worst, Dennis?
You know what the worst is?
What's the worst?
The worst is no matter what day of the week, no matter what time of the day or night, no matter which company I call, there's always unusually high call volume. It's always unusually high.
I think they might be ripping us off.
Yeah. 7:30 in the morning, they kept me an hour and a half on hold, and then cut me off. I called back, and they said, "We've got unusually high call volume."
You're absolutely right, Dennis. That's a good one. Thank you. That's a good one. Dennis is on.
Dennis is right.
That's a strong start for everybody who's listening. Dennis is right. I have not had that one on the worst. We've been doing this for a year and a half, and I feel like that would be one that you would start with, right?
It is.
It feels like a total scam in the sense that they.
I'm gonna just say, as someone who's worked at a call center, that it is.
Like, there you go.
We're just sitting there like. They don't need us.
I think it's just like, did you call to complain? It's just like, yes. They're like, okay, hold please.
Please hold.
And then they wait for you to hang up.
That's right.
And then we just transfer them amongst everybody.
You just transfer around and it's around. Here we are. We're getting. Yep. All right, let's go to Donna. Donna, what's the worst, Donna?
Okay, the worst, it just happened to me. And the worst is when your husband, well, that's the worst to begin with, but when your husband. Has never done this before, plops his dirty boxers on the towel bar. Oh. So when I go to wash my face, I turn around and grab for the towel, and guess what I use?
No. Oh, your husband sounds like a very single man soon.
I'm on the couch. I'm on the couch tonight. I'm just steaming here.
Oh, yeah, that...
He asked me why I didn't look. I said, I couldn't look. I had water and, you know.
What is he? Why is he putting his boxers on the... Did he give an answer for why he put them there?
No. He said I should have looked.
Oh, that's a very man
No, I think
answer.
You need to keep prying, right? Because there's a story behind those boxers getting up on that bar.
Yeah, why would he put them up there?
Did you guys get into an argument recently?
Or something? Dinner tonight wasn't very good. I have to admit that.
Takes off their whole boxers.
Thanks, Donna. Thank you for that. I feel bad for you. And I hope it works out.
Yeah,
I don't know about that one.
I don't know about that either. As a man, I'm all just like, dude.
Yeah.
That's...
Do you remove your whole boxers?
I put they go on the floor or in the hamper. Right. They don't go on the bar.
I would never put them next to towels. I would never like hang them up, fold them, and put them next to the towel.
It's like, all right, these boxers are done. Let me put them on the towel rack because that's where they go. That's That's where boxers go.
Yeah,
I think.
That's a strange move.
Yeah.
I'm intrigued.
There's a story.
Maybe you can come out to the stoop and
tell the story.
All right, let's see. 708's got a great one here. The worst is leaving your phone in the cab and then running after it, yelling it, and the cab doesn't stop.
Oh.
Jeez.
Oh, that is...
That one affected you personally there, Clarence.
Clarence felt that one.
Yeah, there was a time, I don't know if you remember, Lily B, way in the infancy of our relationship, where you left your book bag, or you thought you left your book bag. No, it was in a cab, and you had me running behind the cab, flailing my arms like a madman. Luckily, the guy stopped, but... Yeah. I just got flashback to that, and I'm just like,
was the bag in there? Was the bag in there?
No, it wasn't. She had it. She had it. It was futile. I was being chivalrous and trying to be a good boyfriend.
Jumped on the top of the cab with like Eddie Murphy for like the block
and
a half.
Like, all I was like, there it is. It's on the other shoulder.
Good stuff. Sorry. All right. Okay, we got some good stuff here tonight. 773, the worst, going on a first date at a fancy restaurant, go to the bathroom, come back with my dress tucked into my pantyhose.
Yeah, you just need to own that, girl. Like, I just feel like that is the worst, but just own that.
That's something that happens, though, right? I mean, it's embarrassing, but that's not uncommon, I don't think.
I don't think it's the worst. I don't think so about, like, body pride and all that. Just own it. Just pull it out and do a twirl and go back to sleep.
You just twirl.
Just lay it off. Twirl.
There's a lot of things that a twirl can fix in the world.
Yeah,
so.
That's one of them.
All right, here we go. Let's do 847. The worst is when you and your friends decide to dine and dash. Okay, I should stop it there. That is the worst.
Yeah, that is.
This is not the end of the story. But you realize when you get to your car that you left your wallet in the booth. So then you have to go back, take the walk of shame back in, and have to pay for everybody's dinner.
Well, that's the least you
can karma.
Do. That I was just going to say that is instant karma right there. That is what you get, pretty much. That sounds about right, sir.
Hey, you guys want to dine and dance?
Yeah.
Let's do it. Who does that? Like, maybe the teenagers are Friday and 4 o'clock or something.
It's those Friday night teenagers, bro. Jeez. That's what they're on the train plotting. Dine and dash.
Where were we that one time? We're at some fancy place.
It was a Comic Con.
It was a Comic Con.
We saw 20 kids like running.
Yeah,
then we saw
a bus boy
behind them, like chasing
like,
them,
waving. He's just like, "Oh, you jerks!" He was using choice words, and they were all running down the street, just laughing and taunting him. It was just like, "Oh my god."
773. The worst is suffering with a cold during the Super Bowl. So you go to bed after halftime since you don't feel well and you know the game is going to end, only to find out and wake up the next morning that you missed the biggest comeback in Super Bowl history.
Mm. Yeah, I kind of felt that way. Like, I don't watch the Super Bowl, but when I woke up the next day and everybody's, it was the greatest comeback, I kind of felt that I...
You felt bad?
I did. I felt like I missed out.
I did feel bad. I kind of... Because, like, the Patriots, I don't follow football much, but they seem like they get to go to the big game a lot.
Yeah.
It seems like they're always there. And for them, I remember switching the channel to the game and I noticed that they were winning. Or not, the Patriots were losing. And then I switched back later and they had won. It was a celebration. I was like, how did they do...
I should have watched,
What happened? Who
My favorite story that night is that after the Lady Gaga halftime show, I dozed off on the couch. And I probably would have slept through the whole second half. I thought the game was over, and I just kind of was not interested in the commercial. My 9-year-old son wakes me up. He does the shoulder thing, right? And he goes, "Dad, don't fall asleep. You've been waiting for this game all day." And I was like, "I have?" Like, I didn't want to break, burst a bubble. I really didn't care about the game, but I was like, I'm a little bit I'm a little bit worried that I'm not sending the right message to Dad.
Did I unconsciously give some wrong message?
Like, I can't wait for Don't Bother Dad. I'm watching the Super Bowl. Yeah. Like, I don't know what it was, but he saved it because the moment he woke me up and I like got a glass of water, I looked at the TV and it was a touchdown for the Patriots, and it was like, here they came and here comes the big comeback. So he actually did a good thing by waking me up.
Yeah, it was so his game.
He was
in.
Yeah, right.
He's like, Dad, you're missing it.
You're missing it. 708, the worst is when you switch lanes to get around someone, but then the person in front of you starts driving even slower.
Mm. Yeah. But that's like Newton's law, right, of anything. Like, at a grocery store, in traffic, like, it don't matter. Like, you stick to the line you pick, because guaranteed the minute you move, that line's going to slow down.
Yeah, you're on the expressway, and the lane you're in is slow, and you see the lane on the side of you is empty, so you just you switch, and then all of a sudden you're in a worse position. Oh.
It's inevitable, right?
Yeah.
Just don't move.
Lily B. and Clarence Brawley in studio tonight. Let's take a break. We'll get to the news. Andrew's on the line. Don't hang up, Andrew. I want to get to yours. We'll do it right when we come back after the news. Okay. We're doing the worst. 312-981-7200. Lots of great stuff tonight. There's gonna be tough for us, our judges in studio, to give away these prizes, but we'll do it.
It's going down, y'all.
Thanks, Rob. It's a download, 720 WGN. We're playing the worst tonight, 312-981-7200. Clarence Brawley and Lily B. in studio tonight. They are the co-hosts of The Stoop, storytelling show at Roses, the great blues club on the west side. You can every the last Thursday of every month.
Yep, last Thursday. Yes.
And when's the next? So the next one's coming up February.
The 23rd.
The 23rd.
Yeah.
There's only 28 days in this month this year, right? Yeah. Okay. Because when she said it was the 23rd, I was like, wait, that doesn't seem right. But then it's February. Yeah.
Talk about give us a for the listeners out there who have not read about or been to The Stoop. Give us a quick summary of the show.
It's just we like to think of The Stoop as storytelling as a means of survival more than entertainment. So we really look for people who have never even heard of storytelling. And so we'll tap into like friends or organizations or just people who really use stories to kind of just survive, right? It's a show. Yeah. We say it's a way of life. It's not a show. Yeah. It's a way of life. So because that's where we learn to share stories. We didn't go to school and we're not writers and we didn't like study storytelling. It's just what we do from the west side, right? Chicago. That's just what we do. So you're going to get an experience and not just like us doing a show.
Love it. All right. You've also got a couple other shows. The Houdoise, which is in at the Urban Theater Company on Saturday night. That's in Humboldt Park. Mm-hmm. And then you got your one-woman show, No I Mall, which I hope I got that right. Yep. Free Street Theater, which is in Wicker Park, Bucktown. That's going to be Thursday, Friday, Saturday. So you got a lot going on.
Yeah,
you're on stage all the time.
All the time. I love it.
All right. 312-981-7200. Let's play the worst. Let's go back to Pete Zimmerman. Why don't we start a little bit, kind of like start it off. We'll do another round in studio, and then we'll go to the texts and the calls. 312-981-7200. Pete, what else you got tonight?
You know what's the worst? Throw pillows. Why do I have to take off 12 pillows on to enjoy my couch?
Right. How many throw pillows do you think you have?
We have 6 on one couch.
That's a lot of throws,
Yeah.
I mean, I understand the concept. I know what throw pillows are. I don't get why they exist. What's their purpose?
Well, it's decorative, right? I mean, it's the idea that, you know, it's like a nice, you can a little color pattern, a little palette.
Okay.
You know?
I'll admit it looks nice, but you can't enjoy you can look at your couch. that looks like a nice couch.
House, they just end up on the floor.
Yeah.
They're always on the carpets, and my wife would be like, oh, pick those pillows up. I'm like, I thought they belonged there at this point, you know? So, yeah. All right, let's go back to you guys. Because you've been complaining about the worst things in society for so long. Lily, what do you got? Why don't we go to you?
So many. We can go on. Little babies. Okay, so I'm a nanny during my day, but like little babies have this like way of. So the other day I was having like breakfast, and I gave the baby breakfast, and he ate his breakfast. And so I decided I was going to have my breakfast after he had his breakfast. And he walked over, and I had steel-cut oats and yogurt. and he threw his little truck in my steel cut oats, like just
on purpose,
just for no reason. Just it was just like,
a test of boundaries.
Yeah, I think that's exactly what that is.
And throw this in there.
Oof, how much trouble am I gonna get in now?
Yeah, he just like and walked away. Like and but I guess that's just the like the worst for me is like when they do it and they're not yours and you can't really do anything about it.
Oh.
You just be like, oh, oh, you. You lucky you're not mine.
Yeah.
That is a violation right
there. You go. Clarence, you got anyone to throw in?
I'm a dog walker. And I don't know if anybody is a pet owner out there who walks their dogs, but the worst is when your dog takes forever to use the bathroom where it does this thing where it just goes back and forth. It walks back and forth for like 3 minutes. And you're just like, oh my God, just go. It's 2 degrees out here. What is What's the holdup, man?
My friend had wanted to do a coffee table book of just pictures of owners, like faces while their dog's going to the bathroom. How great is that? He's like, he lives in L.A. and he's like, that's the funniest thing to walk by when a dog is actually going to the bathroom and the owner's just like,
he's like, nothing going on here, man. Yeah, there's nothing going on. Nothing to see here.
Drinking coffee. Yeah. Side eyeing to see.
It's completely natural, man.
We get to the gross part of the night. There always is the gross part when you get to the worst. Ugh, I got some gross stuff coming up here. You guys ready for it? Full alert. It's like an alert. Like I just gave a parental advisory to the gross.
We ready.
All right. 815 says the worst is when I was staying at a hotel. Oh, man. Right away. I can't even read it. I took the lid off the ice bucket only to find several used condoms.
In. Oh. See, that's what I'm talking about. People, man. People are the worst.
Yeah, people are the worst.
That's
that should be the name of this.
That's.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's bad news.
That is bad.
It's also bad that it was missed, I guess, by house cleaning. You know, like they didn't check in there. Probably
They shook it.
There's no condoms in here.
There's no ice.
Sounds like there's no condoms.
There's no condoms.
Ice or liquid. You listen for like a thing or like a swoosh. If it don't happen, you got condoms.
Now there's a whole training session. That person's going to complain to the, whatever hotel it was, and they're going to be like, all right, guys, let's everybody come in here.
Let's
change the way we look at the ice.
Yeah. So from now on,
this is what you're looking for.
When you pass the ice, just check to see if there's condoms in there.
That's all we're asking.
Just a quick
Thank
look.
You. Now keep it going, guys. All right, let's go to Jim. Jim's on the line. Jim, what's the worst, Jim?
Man, the worst for me? I'm shopping in Menards. All of a sudden, I got to go to the bathroom. Run upstairs, run into the bathroom, check stall number one, no toilet paper. Well, okay, let's check stall number two. That should be good. Stall number two, no toilet paper. Go to stall number three strikes, you're out. No toilet paper.
At the Menards?
Any of them.
Yeah,
the Menards. Man,
like the
thank
style.
God they had paper towels.
Ugh. No.
Oh, but then that's sad.
Yeah, that's. Yeah.
Thanks, Jim. Thanks for lighting up our night with that story. Nailing it. All right.
The worst.
708 says the worst is when your new girlfriend is digging your buddy a little too much.
Yeah, as a man that that kind of hits a little close to home. That's always just like what's going on here?
We're just hanging out.
Yeah.
He's just so smart.
Is your friend Jimmy coming? Like, what does Jimmy have to do with anything ever? No. No.
So it was Jimmy, huh, Claire?
No, it started with a J, though. I didn't want to say his name.
You changed it to protect the innocent, right?
Protect them.
262 says the worst being an Atlanta Falcons fan. Yeah. I was going to say that beforehand. I'm not a big... all right, let's see. Yeah, I've got some good ones here. I just got to find them. There's so much stuff here. I'm trying to avoid all the political stuff.
Mm. Yeah, that'd just take all of our time.
Yeah. 815 says, as a kid, all I wanted for Christmas was an Eddie Belfour red Blackhawks jersey. He was my favorite player, and I asked for years. I finally got one in eighth grade. Then the Hawks traded him to San Jose 2 weeks later.
That's funny, man, but I feel bad laughing. But that's hilarious, though.
Like,
that's
He's like, yeah, got it. Go.
And that's, man.
Like, that's, you're a victim of circumstance, man. Like, the universe just gave you the finger.
But you know what? You also, though, that's an eighth grade. As an eighth grader, that's probably just, you know, a lot of drama. But you hold on to that thing, and then it becomes ironic. Or not ironic, but you wear it, and you remember the time when, when Balfour was on the Hawks, right? Just like you see it all the time now with Bears or with, you know, like there might be a jersey that someone's wearing from, I don't even know who from the Bears would be worth having a jersey for. But
when they were a winning team, I don't recall them ever being.
That kid ain't thinking about that, though. That kid is not like, I'm going to save this for a later time. He's not thinking about that.
When I'm in college, people are going to respect this.
Yeah,
no, he ain't thinking about that. Right, right. He's going to gain like 20 pounds. He ain't going to fit into it.
It destroyed his life.
I don't trust my parents.
I don't trust anyone.
And we got it. We'll take a break. But before we go to the break, 708 says, "Oh my God, my buddy's name is Jim."
Oh,
the guy.
You tell him to stay away from your girl. You nip that in the bud right now.
Right now. 312-981-7200. Clarence Brawley and Lily B in studio. Get your worst in right now, because in about 5 minutes we're going to close, and then we are going to pick the winners. Tonight we've got a Sweet Alley's Valentine treat box. We got a 4-pack of tickets to the Chicago Auto Show and a Lou Malnati's gift certificate, all for the best worst of the night. Stay with us.
It's going down,
It's a download here. We're playing the worst. 312-981-7200. Like I said, we're going to try to get in a couple more before we decide on the top three tonight. Lily B and Clarence Brawley in studio. They are the co-hosts of The Stoop, a storytelling show at Rosa's, the Great Blues Club on the West Side, the last Thursdays of every month, coming up February 23rd. Also, Lily B's got her show, The Hoodwaze, which is at the Urban Theater Company. That's going to be Saturday night. Yeah. And then you've got your one-woman show, No I Mall, which is Free Street Theater, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Man, so you got two shows on Saturday.
Two shows on Saturday.
Didn't you have that last Saturday?
Last Saturday was three shows.
Come on,
man. You know.
Come on, man.
Sorry.
Three shows in one night.
Yeah, one day, yeah. I was like, but that the matinee gives me some time in between. I do the matinee 2 to 3, and then got a show at 8. So I need a break.
Okay.
Can't stop, won't stop.
There you go. 773 says, the worst is that Harley that keeps revving his or her engine. We get it. Your motorcycle's running.
Yeah. I always thought it was weird. I always thought it was really weird. Like, back in the day, like, you would get a ticket for your muffler on your car being loud. But motorcycles are like 4 or 5 times.
In the summertime, I will drive home. I'll take Little Whacker here. You know, like probably around, I'll get out of here around midnight. Mm-hmm. It's just like motorcycle city down there. Everybody, how loud can I get it? Let's get it so loud down here.
Yeah. Everybody's Batman. Like, yeah,
I'm Batman.
Exactly. 815 says, the Menards customer should have said at least they had curtains.
That's
gross. Like I said, I mean, there's trends. People get on the gross trend. If someone says something gross then they all do gross.
Yeah.
779 says, the worst is hiring a plumber to set a new toilet, and after he leaves, there's a smudge in the new toilet. I guess he decided to test it out.
Well, it works, right?
All right.
773 says, the worst is when you're the cool kid and you miss the free throw shot in front of the hot girl and you feel ashamed later. Wow.
That's not real. That's not.
He's like reading Archie comics.
Yeah, right? And that's a first world problem if I ever heard one.
Maybe we're not in the shoes. Maybe that is a teenager who's saying, you know, that is. I mean, I guess if you were there and you were hoping to date somebody and they turn their back after you missed the big game shot. I've never been in that situation.
Let me give this teenager some advice. Yeah. But do you really want a girl who won't date you?
I was just going to say that.
Because you can't make a three-point shot, bro.
Free throw shot.
Free throw. Free throw, even worse. Even worse.
Now you're better off, son.
You're better than that, son. You're better than that. You don't need her.
You don't need her. Because this has turned into a dating advice show for teenagers.
Because chances are she's going to go for the guy who can make the free throw.
That shouldn't be and the worst.
That's and his your fear. Heart,
yeah,
that's his fear right there. You guys would make a great dating advice show.
Yeah,
Lily B says, you know what? This is, you know, let it go. Clarence is like, you should have made the free throw.
You should have, bro. You should have made the free throw. Because now you got to worry about every other dude who makes free throws. You need to abolish basketball in your school after you make that free throw.
Don't listen to Clarence.
Join the chess team, right?
Start pulling Lorena Bobbitts and breaking arms or something. No free throws for nobody.
She didn't break an arm.
Or no, she did.
She did not. Yeah. But let's just.
Yeah.
That, just, and I just realized how insensitive spirit, that was.
Right. No.
That was a little insensitive.
All right. Oh gosh, you get, it's so fun. Man, I'm telling you, you get some that come in and they really are like the one thing about the worst I've learned from doing this for a year plus now is there's some that are actually the worst. Like you'll have some like people who win are like, I have cancer.
You're oh,
like, yeah. All right, you do. That's okay. Here's a pizza. Like I don't know what to say. I mean, that's terrible, right?
It is. No.
Like listen, to this one 415 says the worst is getting cheated on. 2 weeks into your deployment by your high school sweetheart of 2 years.
That's
what I'm saying. Like, it breaks. You're just like, we were just joking about Menards, and now I'm
That's real. That's bringing us
real.
Back down to...
It's real.
Yeah, that's
We're
that's
back
rough.
To I hate people, you know? People are the worst, right?
Right when you're getting a little bit of hope, it's just like, see?
And then you get these. This is another one, and I feel terrible for the 630. The worst is when my fiance and my wedding venue shuts down the week after we make all the initial deposits. We now have just about everything booked for a wedding day, but we're unable to find a venue that's available on the same day. Looks like we might be out a few $1,000s.
Oh, that the fact that they're losing money on something that isn't even their fault?
Yeah, it's terrible, right?
That's horrible. Yeah.
Dang.
773, the worst is when the highway patrol cops in your state have memorized your date of birth, social security number, home address, license plate number, and how many points you left before your 39th trip to traffic school.
You need to get your life together.
You are the worst.
You need to get your life together, homie.
I like that.
That's all on you, man.
773 says the worst is when you get more unwanted tickets than friends and family of the Detroit Tigers. What is that?
Well,
I guess that's the same thing. That's the tickets.
Oh.
I think they're making the Detroit Tigers suck joke.
Oh, you failed.
847, the worst is when those funny faced dog owners don't pick up after their dog.
I see that. I actually saw a guy pretend, do everything, pull the bag out of the holster, put his hand in the bag, bend over, and pretend to pick up his dog's waste. And I was like, you did all the work. Like, you were there. What's the point of pretending?
That's so great. Why did you pretend so much?
And then I noticed it, and I'm just like, dude, you didn't.
You did more work. You did more work than if you would have just cleaned it up.
Exactly. You should have just walked away. You did more work pretending to do something than actually doing it. It was unreal.
All right, let's do the top three tonight. All right, so for third place tonight, the Lou Malnati's gift certificate. Lou Malnati's is home of Chicago's best deep dish pizza. Find one of their 40-plus Chicagoland locations or order online at loumalnati's.com. Second place is going to get you a 4-pack of tickets to the Chicago Auto Show, courtesy of Fifth Third Bank. The Chicago Auto Show runs from February 11th through the 20th, and you can also register online to win a Navy Pier VIP experience this year, sponsored by Fifth Third Bank. Go to WGNradio.com/Fifth Third to enter to win today before February 19th. And first place is going to get Sweet Alley's Valentine Treat Box. Everyone can celebrate together with Sweet Alley's gluten-free baked goods. Located in Hinsdale and Glenview, Sweet Alley's offers a variety of sweet, savory, and special occasion baked goods, including dairy-free and vegan. Visit Sweet Alley's, that's ALIS.com, to learn more. All right, so third place tonight, we've determined. All right, third place is going to go to 815. 815, the worst is when staying at a hotel and take the lid off the ice bucket only to find several used condoms.
Yeah,
that's terrible, right? It's just terrible.
For a person like me who's a very visual person and who doesn't forget much, like that would just stun me forever.
It's kind of stunted me a little bit in the sense of hearing the story.
Yeah, now
like
we're
from
checking.
Here on out, I'm going to check the...
Oh, yeah, I'm looking.
Every time. Thanks to you, Justin. Yeah. Thanks to you in this show every time. That's
every
the
time
first
you
thing.
Check in, the first thing
first
you go to.
First thing.
Yep. Like, every time I'm at a hotel and someone's like, you want some ice? I'm just like, no. No ice.
I know what people do with them.
You can look in there. You can, like, bombing a bomb or whatever you call it.
Diffusing a bomb.
Diffusing. There it is. I can get the word. All right, second place. Here we go. Are you ready? All right. Second place tonight is going to go to 224. And it was a Dennis. I think it was Dennis. Dennis is going to go to the auto show for unusually high call volume. He's the first guy. The way he told that story was so great. He'd lead up to me. He's like, how is it possible that every time I call, and then Lily B tells us from experience, they are faking.
Yeah, so he earned that.
He earned it.
And he, yeah, because he was passionate. He's been on the phone all day.
And Dennis, the irony is that you'll have to call back to get that prize. And Pete's going to be just gonna let it ring for
three hours. High call volume this night.
All right, so that gets us to number one tonight. We're all excited about this. All right. Number one, we got to bring her back in, Donna. Donna, you had a bad experience tonight of having to wash your face.
Horrible.
Grabbing the towel. The towel is not there, and it's your husband's boxers for some reason. We were talking about that in the break. We were trying to break that down for you. Any movement since the beginning of the show? Are you guys, has he at least come back in?
I'm on the couch. He's long gone in bed asleep. I'm on the couch. I'm still steaming. If I go in that room, I don't know what I'll do to him.
Well, now you're going to have some treats you can enjoy on the couch.
I was thinking, shouldn't it be the other way around?
Yeah,
shouldn't
right.
you be enjoying?
Yeah, you should have the bed. He should be out on the couch.
Thinking about what he did?
I never thought of that. Or the garage, huh? We're in the garage tonight, buddy.
or make him sleep in the bathroom, right? Next to the... Yeah. And then he can maybe wash his own face with his
Or just
underwear.
Do it to him when he gets out of the shower. Just put, you know, his dirty underwear on the rack.
There you go.
Bam, back on there, I should, right?
There you go. Donna, thanks so much. You're the winner. You get yourself a Valentine's treat. Thanks for playing the worst this week. All right, and thanks to you guys, Lily B, Clarence, Browley.
You.
I can't thank you guys enough. You're great.
We got to have you guys back.
Fun the worst. We did it.
Yay,
this is definitely my kind of show.